You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Samantha Brown, the CEO of Jack, Australia's leading personal development education company who curates events designed for you to play a bigger game, achieve more, do more, be more. Samantha, good morning, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And certainly our pleasure to have you, and thanks for your time. So for starters, Samantha, what is one of the greatest pieces of advice you've applied to growing yourself and also growing your business?
You know what, being a personal development education company, obviously lots of pieces of advice come my way on a regular basis. But something that has stuck with me, something really simple, and it's I think the first person to actually put it into print was actually Zig Ziglar, which was the Be, Do, Have exercise, where, I mean, if you haven't heard it before, you can Google it for those listening, but it's really simple exercise, which we tell a lot of our students when you're sort of getting a bit stuck in life, to get really clear on what you want to have, to get really clear on what you want to do and make those lists out. And then if you have those lists in front of you of all the things you want to have and do in life, you can quickly look at each item and start creating a B list, which is basically who do I need to be and wake up as every single day in order to achieve those goals? Do I need to be, patient, resilient? And you start listing out these words, and I've got one. I know I've got one in my house and also in my office. And I know a lot of our clients do as well. It's just a list of words you need to be, so on the days when you're not feeling awesome or inspired, you can get clear on who you need to rock up as every day.
Sounds easy enough, but why is it so hard to do, being clear on what we want? It sounds easy enough, so why not do it, right? What are the mandatory pieces of the puzzle required for someone to actually expand their potential?
Growth occurs on the border of challenge and support, right? So if we are overly challenged but not supported, then we're going to feel anxiety or stress or feel stagnant in life. If we are feeling over-supported and, a bit too cushy and things are really easy and we're not feeling challenged, well, then we might be uninspired and also unmotivated or not feeling like we have a true moving forward or drive, I suppose. So in regards to, real growth, I think you really have to identify that border of challenge and support. So, something does need to be hard and feel new and different and maybe even a little bit risky, but you need to also make sure that's balanced out with the support and the self-confidence and also the reward you're going to get from that. And I think if you can find the balance in that, and on the days when you're feeling, potentially anxiety is a strong one that comes out for a lot of people when they're feeling a lot of challenge but not much support. So on the days when you're feeling, anxious or to fulfill a task, really be able to identify, am I feeling too much challenge and not enough support? Likewise, if you're feeling things are too easy in your job or your business, you're probably feeling a little bit of lack of unfulfillment. So you need more of a challenge, and you need to be able to identify that to allow true personal growth as well as business growth to occur. Challenge and support. There you go.
Samantha, looking at your personal journey, was there ever a time in your life that might have been a bit of a catalyst for you to expand into the next stage or phase of yourself and your business? Get into some of those details accordingly.
Yes, definitely. And I suppose that comes back to the challenge and support, that border there. The first thing that comes to mind is working on cruise ships. Before I started my business and did the personal development and marketing events that we do now, I was out on cruise ships in the US. And, one of those moments when you're on the border of challenge and support is, I remember showing up to the cruise ship to work on cruise ships out of San Diego, and I thought I was showing up as, a a crew member to look after the kids, and which I'd never done before, so that was daunting enough. And I got handed my role on the docks of San Diego, and the role actually said entertainment director. And I thought, well, that sounds really different to what I thought I was showing up to be. And I was quickly educated that, you know, basically on my flight from between Melbourne and San Diego, they, you know, someone didn't show up for a role and they decided to promote me before I even had stepped foot on a cruise ship ever in my life. And I show up, you know, new country, being the US, obviously, never been on a cruise ship before, so new environment. And this new role, which meant I had, you know, 45 team members underneath me running all the entertainment events on board this, you know, 2,500-person cruise ship. And it was one of those moments where, you know, you can easily turn to someone and say, well, I can't do this. You know, I've never done this before. I can't do it. Something's wrong here. Or you can feel, obviously, that anxiety we just spoke about, obviously. But it was definitely a catalyst for me because I just thought, you know, I can do this, right? It's one of those moments where you have to back yourself, even though you have no idea what you're doing. You just have to back yourself. So I remember stepping on that cruise ship with total external confidence, but internally freaking out. And I think I had the quickest lessons in you know, that three-year period on cruise ships, quickest lessons in business that I then could come home and apply in regards to, you know, resilience, backing yourself, leadership, teams. There was just a lot of learning experiences in that environment, and I was, you know, 21 at the time. So quick learning experiences from a young age, I think they definitely were the catalyst to me having the confidence to grow my business, definitely.
A great lesson, a great example, and really appreciate your sharing that with us on a personal level today. We're joined by Samantha Brown, the CEO of Jack, Australia's leading personal development education company. Jack is a community, a hub, and a platform that empowers personal growth through events, programs, consultancy, and online content. Jack gives people the knowledge to help grow their business, their relationships, and themselves. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Samantha, you manage one of the world's foremost personal development educators, Dr. John DeMartini. What are some of the greatest lessons your community has learned from him?
Yeah, Dr. DeMartini is, you know, a true icon of personal development, and there's a few out there, obviously, and, you know, he's across 44 countries, speaking. I know the US and Europe, and we have him here in Australia about, you know, 4 or 5 times a year as well, which is fantastic. And anyone that's, you know, studied his work or read his books, you know, will know that the underpinning really work and research of Dr. DeMartini is his values. And I think, I know for me personally, the true understanding of what values are for us is so important. And I think that word, the word values, I think people, you know, it's fairly sort of new as well, especially in organizations and corporations. I think they've always had words there saying, well, here are our values. But I think they've taken a real stronger look at what they really are and what they mean. And I think if you can, you know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, my values are my family, my job, you know, but sometimes what we think our values are versus what they actually are quite different. And you can tell someone's values by the way they're actually living. What do they enjoy doing every day? What are they easily able to achieve and do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis without being motivated to do so? You obviously value it highly. You know, if you know, are quite easily driven to exercise in the morning or go shopping, then that's obviously a high value of yours. So I think, you know, the greatest lesson from Dr. DeMartini is truly trying to figure out what your values are. Because if you understand your values, then you can truly understand what truly, you know, internally drives you and inspires you to achieve without pressure or force, and therefore you can achieve goals a lot easier and also understand other people. You know, there's always a bit of a disconnect in business and in life when you don't truly understand how someone else is driven to act a certain way or achieve certain goals. But if you can understand the power of someone else's values, you know, the people you love or the people you work with, colleagues, team members, then you can, if you know their highest values, you can easily link the way you talk to them, the tasks you give them, knowing what they are, you know, truly driven to do and inspired to do on intrinsic level, driven by their values.
Yeah, some good stuff right there. Rich information. Now, Samantha, while we're all striving to be the best version of ourselves, what do we do when we have a knockback or a setback? What amount of personal development can actually motivate us when we're going through those rough times?
Yeah, good question. You know, we sit in the personal development industry, which can sometimes get confused with motivation. You know, motivation is, you know, pushing something up a hill, I like to say, essentially, where personal development is really, you know, internal growth, right? And so having said that, you know, there are so many excellent bits of personal development and self-growth research and tools and techniques to get us out of all sorts of slumps and lack of motivation and achieving our goals. Definitely there's a plethora out there which are extremely useful. But you know what, your question in regards to what do you do when there's no amount of personal development tools that seem to be able to get you out of the place you're in. And I think we've all had those days where you wake up and life's just a bit hard. You know, especially as an entrepreneur, it's difficult. It's lonely sometimes, no matter how big your team is. And I think my advice, and I know what I have learned to do over the years, is just to kind of call it out for what it is. I mean, there's days I wake up and it might be a Wednesday morning and I know that I'm just no good to anyone today. You know, I'm no good to my team. I'm not going to be productive. I'm in a bit of a funky place. And rather than try and whip out all my personal development tools to get me out of that, sometimes you just call it for what it is and say, you know what, today is not a good day. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling internally inspired, motivated. There's something else playing on my mind. I'm not feeling great. And go and do something else. You know, the amount of, I reckon once a month I might wake up like that and I go, you know what, today's just one of those days. I'm going to go do a personal admin day. I'm going to go to the groceries. I'm going to go see friends. I'm going to see my family. And it's amazing how if you just listen to what you actually need rather than fight against it, you can get to the end of that day and feel really fulfilled by doing something you love during that day, potentially in your highest values, and get to the end of the day and wake up the day next day feeling really productive and refreshed and fulfilled and ready to go back and tackle whatever it is, whatever problem it was that was keeping you stagnant the next day.
Samantha, some really good stuff and a really good listen as well, and can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today on the program. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
No, you know what? I mean, obviously, being in the personal growth space, all I can say to myself and you and to the listeners is, keep learning, keep growing. I mean, sometimes it's easy to read a book and think we've grown enough, but I just think the more you can learn and research and read and attend events and committing to your own personal growth, I think even if one sentence in a great book is the catalyst to give you a shift in your mind for the greater good or to closer to achieve your goals, then it's totally worth it. So that's it. And be kind to ourselves. Be kind to yourself on the growth journey.
Absolutely. Great to have you with us, Samantha. Again, thanks so much. Where can listeners get further information online on Jack and also be in contact accordingly?
Yeah, so in regards to learning and resources and interviews with all sorts of great personal development leaders, they can go to jacklearns.com. So that's jacklearns.com. Or if you're in Australia or Asia and want to attend one of our live events, then it's jackgrows.com. But they're also interlinking websites. So jacklearns or jackgrows.com.
Certainly do appreciate it, Samantha. Again, thanks so much. All the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Samantha Brown, the CEO of Jack, Australia's leading personal development education company who curates events designed for you to play a bigger game. And for further details, visit jackgrows.com or jacklearns.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.